Thank you, Ryan. Merry Christmas, everybody. Glad to be with you on a wonderful day in December. You know, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and pull out your Christchurch notes. They're there in your worship program. In fact, today there are only two blanks for you to fill out, and you probably will already know the answers to them. But I want you to write them down anyway when we get there, because we're going to be talking about a song today, one of many people's favorite songs, Do You Hear What I Hear? And then immediately after I finish talking about it, we're going to have an ensemble of nine people up here who are going to be giving a rendition of Do You Know What I Know, leading us in worship that way. It is going to be absolutely wonderful, and you're going to hear that song, I think, with new ears and fresh ears and new eyes as they present the song in our worship today. You know what? Today is the second weekend in Advent. You know, there are two candles that are lit here representing those 2 weeks. That, of course, means that there are only two more Sundays before Christmas, before we celebrate Christmas. You know, I mentioned last week, but I want to mention it again. You know, Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus, and it means coming. That's what it means. It means coming. So we are awaiting the nativity of Jesus, the birth of Christ, to celebrate his birth again. But we're also awaiting during this time of our church year, looking forward and waiting in anticipation of our Lord's return, whenever that may be. You know, in an age of smartphones and microwaves, we still have waiting to do, don't we? There are a lot of things that we wait for in life. No matter how far medical science has come, you still have to wait 9 months before you're going to have a baby, right? You know, if you're a teenager, you still have to wait until you're 16 years old before you can get a driver's license. And, you know, smart people, I think, wait until they're genuinely in love before they get married, you know? So there's a lot of waiting that goes on in our lives. You know, if you're sick or you're injured, you have to wait for the healing process to happen. Waiting's a part of life. But we wait because there's something worth waiting for. We wait because there's something worth waiting for. And it is with Advent as well. There was a time when the world was quite weary without hope of salvation, weary without hope for the future. But they waited. It was about 700 years when the first prophets began talking about the coming of the Messiah. And 700 years of waiting before Jesus was born, and hope was born into the world. And it was at that point a weary world began to rejoice. Well, today, we're going to be talking about Do You Know What I Know? And I want to start with the reading of God's Word. It's the familiar Christmas story, Luke chapter 2. It's on your outline right there. Luke chapter 2, we're going to read verses 8 to 14. And listen as I read God's word this morning. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You'll find the babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." This is God's word for us this morning, the part of the Christmas story right there. Now, Although Noel Regney and Gloria Shane may not be exactly household words, maybe they're not familiar names to you, they composed a number of popular songs together, but their masterpiece, however, is the song we're talking about today, Do You Hear What I Hear? You know, many people think of that song, and in fact, I was talking to someone just earlier today who said, you know, I thought this song was a song that was a classic written many, 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 many years ago, 100 years ago. Well, the reality is it wasn't. It was written in 1962, believe it or not, you know, just 2 years after I was born, so that was not long ago at all, you know. 1962, in the height of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And believe it or not, that Cuban Missile Crisis has played a huge role in this song and the inspiration of this song. The nation, our nation, was waiting for the possibility of the horrors of war once again. And so when Noel Regney wrote that song, he was writing as a passionate plea for peace in the world, that there be peace on earth. That's what he was longing for, that Christ would bring the peace on earth that he promised. So here's a shot here of Noel Regney. He was born in 1922 in Strasbourg, France. Brilliant musical career seemed to be on the horizon for Noel Regney. He had studied at some of the best schools in France, the Strasbourg Conservatory, the National Conservatory of Paris. He was on the way to being one of the great, masterful classic composers. But then came World War II. World War II, when France was overwhelmed by Hitler's German army. And much against Noel Regney's will, he was forced into the Nazi army. He was drafted into the German Nazi army. And he hated the Nazis. The Nazis had occupied his homeland, where he was born. And so while still in the German army, He joined the French underground resistance. His assignments required him to remain in German uniform, but he collected information, intelligence, when it was possible. He warned the French resistance of possible German attacks and anything that the German army was planning against them. But there was one mission that haunted him greatly. He was assigned to the task of leading a group of German soldiers into a trap where the French fighters would catch them in crossfire. And although Regney was shot that day, he survived. And the French suffered only minor casualties. But the memory of those enemy soldiers falling to the ground, most of them dead, was etched into Noel Regney's heart and his mind. He never commented publicly on what took place on that terrifying day. It's even been said that Regney was intentionally shot by the French in order to ensure that the German army did not believe that Regney was in on this particular trap. Well, not long after that encounter, Regney deserted the German army, and he lived underground with the French resistance for the rest of the war. He said, "Only then did I feel free." Well, after the war, Regney moved to Manhattan. He composed some early TV commercials and some jingles. He also composed the hit song by who was the performer was known as the Singing Nun. The song was called Dominique. He made that song, he wrote that song, made it popular. But in the 1950s, Noel Regney married pianist Gloria Shane. They wrote and composed many songs together. Usually, Gloria wrote the words. Noel Regney put it onto the piano, composed the music. But when it came to Do You Hear What I Hear, they did the opposite. And here's how it came to be. It was now October 1962, and the Soviet Union and the United States were involved in a crisis centered on missiles the Russians were installing in Cuba. The United States threatened military action if the missiles were not removed, and the world trembled and prayed as these two nuclear powers stood eyeball to eyeball. That October, Noel Regney was walking through the streets of New York. As he said, a sense of despair seemed to fill the air. People had their heads down. Nobody was smiling. Regney had endured the horrors of war. He knew the fear and terrors of being so close to death. The safe and secure life that he had built in the United States seemed to be ending as we edged closer and closer to nuclear destruction. Fighting depression. Depression had brought flashbacks of his time in the German army while he was fighting against the Nazis. He just kept thinking about it and remembering the horrors of death that he continued to see over and over again in his mind. He saw it as he relived it on the TV, on the news each day. And he sought out something that would bring him some peace of mind. And in an effort to relieve that pain, he thought about that one moment in time when the Lord was born so many years ago, where God had given humanity one more chance to know what peace on earth was really going to be like, to live in a time without fear, without hate, and without conflict. And so he said, "En route to my home, as I was walking through the streets of New York, I saw two mothers pushing their baby strollers. And as they passed me by, I looked down to look at these two children. And all I could think about was how innocent they looked as they were being pushed by their moms in the strollers." It reminded him of the innocence of a newborn lamb. He said a glimpse of these babies just filled his heart. Filled his heart with poetry. And so when he finally got home, he picked up a pen and he began to write. As he pushed away the nightmares of his experience in World War II and the building tension between the Soviet Union and the United States, he concentrated on the events leading up to the birth of Jesus. He began to write out these words, this poem. And when his wife Gloria got home, he presented her the poem and said, "I need you to put some music to it." And she said, "Well, I'll take it with me. I need to go shopping." And so she left. But when she got back home that afternoon, she said while she was shopping, it was as if she heard the tune being played by trumpets in her mind. And she got back home and got sat down at the piano and started playing out the melody that she had heard in her mind that day. And then they sat down together and they started to sing the song. Noel said
we couldn't sing it. Every time we started to sing the song, we started to cry. We never got through the entire song. It moved us so much. It was such a powerful call for peace in the midst of a weary, dark, hurting, and scared world that we cried every time we sung it. And today, there are more than 100 different versions of Do You Hear What I Hear? People like Gladys Knight and the Pips, Destiny's Child, Vanessa Williams, and others are those who've made this song popular today. But it was not until the next Christmas season, 1963, that the song came to national attention when Bing Crosby sang it for the very first time. And so today we're going to take a look at that song, the words to the song. And I want you to understand that what's going to happen is when I'm telling you about the song, you need to understand that Noel didn't write the song with the understanding that it was going to be a simple retelling of this biblical story of the birth of Christ. But it was going to be a powerful image that he wanted to create, that Christ had come into the world in order to bring peace. And so the song starts with three questions. First one is, God as the night wind speaks to the little lamb and says, do you see what I see? The second question is the little lamb speaking to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? And the third question comes from the shepherd boy to the mighty king of the nation, saying, do you know what I know? Let's take a look at the song for a moment. Here's the first question. First question is the God speaking through the night wind says, do you see what I see? Speaks to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Now, the response to that is, what did the God say or call the little lamb to see? What is it? Anybody know? It was the star. Now, what does the star represent? Well, there it is on the screen. It is the Star of Bethlehem, right? The Star of Bethlehem. And here's the scripture that goes along with it right here. It's Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. It says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? Now, what did it say? We saw his star. That's right. We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him. Now, what I want you to understand here for just a brief moment is that the wise men, also known as the Magi, they were astrologers. They were ancient astrologers who studied the night sky. They mapped the night sky. And when they did, and that's what they did. And when Jesus was born, something different happened in the night sky. There was something that caught their attention, that spurred them on to make a 1,000-mile journey. Did you know that? They walked or rode or however they got there, 1,000 miles from where they were in the east all the way over to Bethlehem. Made a 1,000-mile journey. And why? Because they saw something unusual in the night sky. Now, I've got to tell you that both theologians and scientists and astronomers have, this has confounded them. They have no idea what this was. Some say that it was a conglomeration of planets that had come together. Others say that it was a comet in the sky. Others have said that it was a supernova in the sky. But whatever it was in the night sky caused these ancient ancient astronomers to notice that there was something different in the sky that spurred them to make that long journey to Bethlehem to come and pay homage to the one who was born King of the Jews. And that is what, do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. That's the first question. God, speaking on the night wind to the innocence of the little lamb, do you see what I see? This Christmas star, the star of Bethlehem in the sky. Now, the second question is this. Then the little lamb says to the shepherd boy, says, do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear? Then the response is, a song high above the trees with a voice as big as the sea. Now, what do you think he's referring to there? Anybody? What do you think he's referring to? Say it louder, I heard it. The angel singing. That's exactly right. The angel singing. And what did they sing? That was the heavenly host of angels, first of all. That's who he's referring to here. And what did they sing? They sang, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. That was the song of the angels. In fact, if we were to sing it in Latin, it would be Gloria in Excelsis Deo. We just sang that just a moment ago. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in Excelsis Deo. That is, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. And why, when announcing the birth of Jesus, do you think the angels made such an incredible proclamation of peace on earth? I'll tell you why I think so. Because they knew that this was not just some ordinary baby. This was the child that Isaiah had prophesied about 500 years earlier, when he said in Isaiah 6, look what he says right here. Matter of fact, why don't we read it together? It says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. Are you beginning to hear the sounds of peace in the Christmas story? Glory to God on the highest heaven and peace on earth on whom his favor rests. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and what's the last one? Prince of Peace. That's right. So the little lamb is speaking to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? The angels are singing a song high above the trees with a voice as big as the sea. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. This is a passionate call for peace. Why did the weary world rejoice, folks, when Jesus was born? Because for the very first time, there was an opportunity to truly have peace in one's heart. Peace knowing that you are forgiven. Peace knowing that your life can have significance. Peace knowing that we need not live by the sword. For Christ has come as the Prince of Peace. And finally, the third question is this right here. We have the shepherd boy. And the shepherd boy in this song does something that is pretty amazing. Because in here, the shepherd boy goes and addresses the mighty king of the nation. The little shepherd boy addresses the king of the nation. And what does he say? He says, do you know what I know? And what did he know? He said, a child sleeping in the night or shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold. And then the king responds to the people everywhere. He says this, he makes this royal proclamation. He says, listen to what I say. The child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. That's what he calls out. Listen, pray for peace, people everywhere. That was the call of the mighty king of the nation when the shepherd boy said, do you know what I know? There is a child shivering in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Pray for peace, people everywhere, for this child will bring us goodness and light. And what is that a reference to? It's a reference to the prologue of the Gospel of John, the Christmas story, if you will. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, look what it says. And the Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Folks, listen to me for a moment. Wherever there is darkness, there is always chaos. There's always strife. But when you live in the light of Christ and allow peace to fill your heart, then the world may know peace. But not until the peace of Christ fills us can we be the peace in the world. You know, it was the Cuban Missile Crisis that brought this song about. I remember, no, I don't remember, but my mother was telling me about how utterly afraid she was that I would never be able to grow up. That we were going to end the world. Battleship and battleship off the coast of Florida, staring down each other, one from the Soviet Union loaded with nuclear weapons and the one from the United States, and staring eyeball to eyeball at each other. Never before have we come so close to obliterating the planet that the Prince of Peace came to offer us. And Noel Regney and Gloria Shane sat down at the piano to create a song that says that the child who has been born has come to bring us peace, has come to bring us goodness and light. Folks, do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? Do you know what I know? The child has come to bring us goodness and light. May your heart be filled with his peace, and may you live the gospel life that the world may know that the child born on that first Christmas has transformed your heart, has given you peace, and you live it out there. Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful, so grateful for your presence in our life, for the peace that only you can bring. We pray, Heavenly Father, right now, that your peace would fill our hearts and fill our lives, that you would speak on the night wind to us and allow that peace to so indwell us that we may be your peace in the world. May our world reflect your love. May our world reflect your goodness. May your world reflect our light, that we may be the people of God who've been transformed by the child, your son, born in Bethlehem. Do you see what I see? Do you know what I know? Do you hear what I hear? In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to invite our ushers to come at this point, that we may respond to the goodness and light of the love of Jesus Christ. Now hear this song with new ears.
Said the night wind to the little lamb,
do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite.
With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy,
do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the tree,
with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king,
do you know what I know?
In your palace war a mighty king.
Do you know what I know?
A child in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere, listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and